Hello and welcome to the Torah Simecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Samach Dalet 64. It's a universal sentiment, isn't it? Don't most of us want to feel connected to one another? As human beings, we connect with each other via the mode of communication. Our communication changes depending on who we are interacting with. When we interact with strangers or mere acquaintances, our communication styles tend to be more functional, practical, and don't necessarily encompass any deep emotions, passions, or insecurities. Well, I hope not. Otherwise, as the kids say, you would be SO, socially off. But when we interact with the ones that are closest to us, there are times when the walls come down and we are able to communicate with rawness and honesty. We share our hopes, our burdens, and our fears. Our perek begins with such a conversation, but the conversation is not with a mere mortal, but with God. David opens his soul to Hashem, and through his words, he allows us, the reader and the beneficiary of his Tehillim, to get a glimpse into the soul of David HaMelech. He makes a request to Hashem that Hashem should hear his voice and everything that his voice encompassed. Lamanatzeach mizmar leDavid, Shema Elokim koli besichi, mipachad oyev titzar chayai. Hear my voice, Hashem, when I plead. And when I engage in this sicha, in this conversation with you, guard my life from the enemy's terror. Sichi, my prayers, which is a sicha, a conversation with Hashem, where I bear my soul, as we have discussed in other prakim. So what is the topic of this sicha with Hashem? Our parak speaks about threats that come from the conversations that are formed from tongues that are daggers and dangerous and bitter words. There are a number of approaches as to how to interpret this perek, and we'll discuss two approaches, and we'll see where that takes us. What is David so worried about? From the first perspective, which is more of a practical, quote-unquote mundane, but it's really not mundane, take a look at the words and look for the common theme. There seems to be lots of language describing communication and speech. For example, in Pasuk Gimel, 3. Tastireni misod mere'im, merikshos po'alei oven. Hide me from the counsel of evil men, from the secret counsel of evil men, from the assembly of evildoers. And as Radak explains, sod, a secret. There are those that gather secretly in order to plot against us, against David, against one another. They're using their power of speech to speak to each other, to plot against one another. Pasuk Dalid, Asher Shananu Kacherev Lishonam, Darchu Chitzam Davar Mar. They sharpen their tongues like swords. Kacherev Lishonam, they aim their arrows, cruel words, Davar Mar. And in Pasuk 6, Vav Yechazku Lamon Davar Ra. They strengthen themselves or they encourage each other with an evil word. Yisapru, again, the power of speech. When they are telling things over, litmon mokshim, they are concealing traps, imru, mir, elamo, and they think, who will see them? So the references to tongues that are daggers and evil words that harm and create traps, could they be speaking to us? Could these words be speaking about us? We speak of global dangers and we speak of the dangers of our own mouths. The destructive effects of harsh words said to someone and the impact of our words that are said about someone, lashon hara. As we know well, our mouths can cause irreparable harm. Our words said so innocently in casual conversation can harm someone's reputation, impact their business, cause fracture amongst family members. We are not just speaking about the well-known traitors of our history or of the harsh and evil enemies. This may be speaking to every one of us. As we have said before, maves v'chaim biyad lashon, life and death really could be in the hands of the tongue. David warns us, however, that our infractions when it comes to our speech will come to haunt us. Pasuk Tes 9. Vayachshiluhu alemo lishonam yisnodudu kol ro'ebam. Their own tongues will cause them to stumble. All who see them shall shake their head. Yes, no, to do. Again, we had that word in another prakim, in another parak, like a nuv and nud. It's, movement of the head, like they're saying, tisk, tisk, tisk. The negativity is contagious. And if we spread negativity to someone else, it will impact us. It will impact us because we will have sullied ourselves with improper speech. It will be a stumbling block for us. V'yachshiluhu aleimo. Speaking negatively about others creates a negative personality, and people tend to distance themselves from negative people. V'yachshiluhu aleimo l'shonam. Their own words will be their stumbling block. But more literally, our words have a way of boomeranging back to us. That statement that was made off the cuff without a filter, that fiery accusation that was made in a public setting impulsively, the supposedly anonymous post who everybody figured out came from you. Our own words really may come to haunt us. V'yachshiluhu aleimo l'shonam. So David warns us about the dangers of caustic speech. David cries for the spiritual welfare of all of Klal Yisrael. Hashem, hear my voice. Shema Elokim koli b'sichi. Hashem, hear my voice. My voice that has become the voice of Klal Yisrael. Help us save ourselves, from our own negativity and pettiness, so that we could use our kol, our voice, to serve Hashem. So that's one way to view this perek, from a very practical perspective about the importance of really guarding our tongue, guarding our speech. And now, from a different perspective, which is probably more consistent on the pshat level, Shema Elokim koli b'sichi. What is the content of David's prayer? As is the case in much of Tehillim, it was the fear of vicious enemies. And which enemies could they be this time? Could it be Shaul, Doeg? Could it be about future enemies such as Haman, as the Sfarno suggests? The enemies of Daniel who had thrown him into the lion's den, as Rashi and the Medrash suggests? Pick a card, and any and all are true. David speaks of the words and the propaganda of our enemies, kecherev lishonam, of secret meetings to malign the Jew, liros b'mistarim tam, and of libelous claims, davar ra yisapru litmon mokshim. He describes the enemy not by the physical weapons that they have, but mostly by the words and the propaganda that they spread. This is true in every generation, as we well know. This installment of this perek is scheduled around Pesach time, and it's now Pesach time. So the words of the Haggadah really come to mind. V'hi she'amda lavoseinu v'lanu, she'lo echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloseinu, ela she'b'chol dover dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu v'hakadosh baruch hu matzileinu mi'adam. This is what has stood in our stead for our fathers and our forefathers and for us. That it's not just one nation that tried to destroy us, but in every generation, there will be those that stand up to destroy us. And Hashem has saved us from their hands. Jewish history can be summed up in this one passage, describing the cycle of the Jewish people being targeted at every juncture. However, despite the ceaseless attempts to assimilate or destroy us, we have beaten all natural odds and survived as a nation because of Hashem's intervention. V'hakadosh baruch hu matzileinu mi'adam. Our enemies throughout the ages have used a two-pronged approach, attacks on our reputation as well as on our physical welfare, backroom meetings as well as open forums maligning our reputation in order to foment hatred that leads to physical violence and attempts to exterminate us. Like it says in Pasuk Vav, Yichazku lamo davar ra, Yisapru litmon mokshim. They strengthen and encourage each other with an evil word when they speak of concealing traps. This is in essence what the Haggadah is telling us. Listen to the words as the Haggadah continues a few paragraphs later after Vehisha Amda, Vayareu osanu hamitzriim. The Egyptians did evil to us. Kamashana Amar, Havan is chakmalo, pen your beh. Let us outsmart them, lest they become many. The Egyptians used psychological tactics as a way of justifying their physical abuse. Let us outsmart them. Let us vilify them so that we can foment hatred amongst the common Egyptian. Vayareu osanu hamitzrim, they did evil to us. And the word that is used here is osanu versus lanu. Not vayareu lanu, but vayareu osanu. And the Abarbanel picks up on this difference. And he points out that the Egyptians didn't just do evil to us, lanu, but they made us into evil ones, osanu. They tried to transform us into caricatures, into parasites, into spies. They control the media. They're racist. They're money hungry. Vayareu osanu. They turned us into evil people by their maligning and their propaganda. And the truth is, propaganda against the Jew has been a mainstay during so many periods of our history that led to national policies of aggression. The Nazi propaganda machine painted the Jews as subhuman and dangerous. The Spanish inquisitors vilified the Jews as a deterrent to the purification of the Catholic Church. The time periods change, the uniforms change, the weapons change. Whether we face the ancient Egyptians or Hamas or the so-called United Nations, there will always be those who twist history and facts to create illusions of the Jew and transform him into a monstrous caricature. Vayareu osanu hamitzrim. But in the Hallel on Pesach, particularly at the Seder, we respond to all of these accusations as we hold our kosos of wine high. Kos Yeshuos Esa uveshem Hashem Ekra, says David in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Tes Zion. We maintain our Jewish pride and exhibit our faith. Kos Yeshuos Esa vihisha amda lavosenu velanu. We declare that we know what has protected us. It is Hashem's promise to us that we are the Am HaNivchar, and the belief that we will see the final redemption, the final geula, may it be speedily in our days. So we conclude this perek that, as we said, can be understood on a practical level as the dangers of the misuse of our speech amongst ourselves, and on the global level, it is a parak about how our adversaries have used their power of speech to spread fake news, misinformation that has put us in danger. The last pasuk of our parak encourages us that those who are steadfast in Hashem, in our avodas Hashem, or in our tenacity of faith, will enjoy true glory and happiness. The last pasuk, Yismach tzadik b'Hashem v'chasabo v'yishalalu kol yishrei lev. Let the righteous one rejoice in Hashem and take refuge in him, and let the ones that are upright in their hearts be glorified. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheeres HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.